Welcome to our podcast where we will be discussing cybersecurity and everything you need to know to stay safe in the digital world. In cybersecurity news this week, investors are keeping an eye on PayPal, CrowdStrike, and two semiconductor stocks. Reports suggest that Chinese hackers are using new tactics for infrastructure attacks, and the nation-state actor known as Volt Typhoon has been observed since mid-last year. Additionally, there are concerns about CrowdStrike's ability to detect data exfiltration following a cybersecurity incident involving the Progress Software Move IT transfer exploit. Stay tuned for more updates. In the next segment of FeedBurner News, we will discuss the importance of organizational security and resilience. One aspect to explore is red team testing, where external professionals purposely breach a company's security systems to identify weaknesses that need proactive addressing. There are also risks associated with account creation fraud that may result in identity theft, loss of financial resources, or damage to one's reputation. Businesses and individuals must be vigilant of cybercriminals' methods in this area to effectively protect themselves. Additionally, let's debunk three common myths about two-factor authentication, a widely used security method. Although it is considered vital for online security, there are still misconceptions about its use and effectiveness. Stay tuned for more information on how to maximize its benefits. Microsoft has had several recent developments in its security landscape. A critical vulnerability has been discovered in Microsoft Azure AD's login with Microsoft component, which could be exploited to gain extended rights. While no known exploits are available, it is recommended that users make configuration adjustments as a precaution. A cross-site scripting vulnerability has also been discovered in Microsoft Azure Bastion and Azure Container Registry's iframe post messages handling function, which may pose a risk to sensitive data. In more positive news, Windows 11 is set to have a built-in passkey manager to enable biometric authentication when logging into apps and websites, which will improve overall security. Russian hackers are also a cause for concern as they are using credential stealing attacks to target multiple sectors such as governments, IT service providers, NGOs, defense, and critical manufacturing. Microsoft is urging users to take necessary precautions to protect themselves against these attacks. Furthermore, researchers have found a way to deliver malware to organizations using Microsoft Teams communication platform via QR codes, despite restrictions on files from outside sources. This highlights another area that requires heightened vigilance in the cybersecurity space. Suncor Energy has reported a cybersecurity incident that has impacted their payment operations at Petro-Canada gas stations throughout Canada. The incident is being investigated by Suncor with the help of third-party experts to assess the extent of the damage caused by the cyber attack. The story will be closely monitored and updated as it develops. In Vago News, there are critical vulnerabilities affecting multiple Vago devices. An authenticated remote attacker could potentially cause a denial of service (DOS) attack by sending a malformed packet. Vago PFC 200 Ethernet controllers are found to be vulnerable to DOS attacks, while unauthenticated remote attackers can launch a DOS attack on the Modbus server of Vago 753x/8x products via uncontrolled resource consumption. As a precaution, immediate upgrade recommendation is necessary. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story. Thank you for joining us today to learn more about the ever-evolving topic of cybersecurity and how it impacts our daily lives in today's digital age.